You're listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.
Hey folks, it's Carrie Oberbrunner, and I have with me some amazing guests. In fact, this is Sarah McDermott, and we have Sophie Gardner. How you doing today, ladies?
Hi, Carrie. Doing great.
Awesome. Awesome. And we have Sophie all the way from France. How
Hi,
you doing?
Hi, thank you.
Very cool. Very
I'm cool. Good, thank you. And yourself?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm doing great. So listen, we are going to talk about screenwriting, and you are both coming to conference. You are incredibly accomplished screenwriters, your professors, and we're going to be giving away three extra bonus tips today. So hang on tight, folks. These are legitimate bonuses that will help you in your writing and screenwriting. But first, let's meet Sophie and Sarah. Sophie, we'll start with you. Tell us a little bit about your credentials, your background. Go for it.
Okay, well, I studied screenwriting more than 20 years ago. My passion, I love screenwriting, and it never left me. So although I work for production companies and post-production companies, working on the technical part, writing has always been something that writing script, especially something that I really loved. So I decided to go fully into it and write screenplays and also teach screenwriting. And that's why I'm here today.
Fantastic. And I was honored to meet you because you read Elixir Project, the fiction book that I wrote, and you said, oh my gosh, this has to be a screenplay. And I said, thank you, God, because I was hoping someone like you would show up in my life. And we'll talk a little bit more about that and how to get recognized. In fact, we have a film manager that we have an appointment with coming up soon. So we'll talk about that. Sarah, talk to us a little bit about your backgrounds before we get into the three bonuses.
Oh, absolutely. So I've been a working screenwriter now for probably about 15 years. So my first screenwriting experience came when I was actually in graduate school. I didn't go to graduate school for screenwriting, but I wound up taking a screenwriting course while I was there and then wound up selling the screenplay that I wrote in the course, which was amazing. So I definitely got like bitten by the bug at that point and, you know, threw myself into this screenwriting side of things. So, you know, in the screenwriting side of my career, I do all kinds of writing for different production companies. So, of course, there's what everybody thinks of when you write like an original script and you sell that. And that's wonderful. So that does, you know, happen from time to time for me. So that's amazing. I also get hired very often to revise scripts. So scripts that are supposed to go into production, but they need some work. I'm like the person that they bring in to help fix the script so that it's production ready. Or sometimes I get hired because there's a producer with an idea, but they're a producer, not a writer. So they need a writer. They'll hire me to take their idea and then turn that into a script. So it's all different sorts of ways to be involved in the industry as a writer. And as Carrie mentioned, I'm also a professor. So I teach screenwriting at two different universities. And some of the people on this live stream right now, you might know me from the Book to Script course. So I also teach the online Book to Script course, helping authors adapt their books into screenplays. So I love teaching as well. That's also a really big part of my life.
I love it. I love it. And we have a great time together, us three. In fact, we tend to mastermind about screenwriting, and you both teach me so much. So we are going to show people a little sneak peek of what they're going to get at conference. So let me show the actual title from conference. And you both get to speak Sunday of conference. And I love this title, Screenwriter Secrets, 5 Tips for Writing a Story Worth Living. And we can't share those five today, but we will share the three extra secrets that we thought of. And these are fantastic secrets. So I want everybody to get their pen, get their paper, and we are going to jump in. And we were working off a Google Doc before we even started, and that was fantastic. So let's jump right in. And Sarah, you can share the first bonus tip today.
Absolutely. So so my first bonus tip for everybody, this one's kind of, it branches out a little bit. So at the core of this tip, it's just that you really have to learn the screenwriting rules. So if you're going to be in this industry, so it's a very competitive industry. Producers, you know, they're getting hundreds of scripts coming across their desk every single day. You have to really learn those rules to show that you belong in this industry. And this is going to work on a couple different levels. So I wanted to talk about this for a few reasons. So number one, I think sometimes writers, especially new screenwriters, they can be daunted sometimes by just the amount of, you know, quote unquote rules that go into screenwriting. There's a definite structure that goes into screenwriting. There's lots of formatting rules. It can be very daunting. And I think sometimes people's initial reaction is that that is going to take away from their creativity or not let them be creative. So this is like at the heart of this first tip is I want you to know that once you know the rules, it's actually very, very freeing. So it's not like, oh, I have to do all these rules and now I can't be creative anymore. It's that you're given proven parameters for here's how you are going to make your story shine. And then within those parameters, you're able to be creative and figure out how you want to do it and how you want to express yourself in a way that's fresh. So I think I saw Carrie type into that box there, you know the rules to break the rules. And that's absolutely true too. So once you really know what it is you're supposed to be doing in the screenwriting world, you have an understanding of it, then you can kind of test those boundaries and experiment a little bit and deliver something that's a little bit new. So right before we got on this call, the three of us were talking and I was sharing a quote with them that I've heard before. And it's a quote that I really like, and I might not get it exactly right. But it's to the effect of, you know, you sometimes will see a bad movie that came from a good script. It is possible that maybe someone wrote a good script, but the wrong people, you know, then formed the team and made the movie and the movie didn't turn out so great. But the reverse is never true. You will never see a great movie coming from a bad script. So if the script is bad to begin with, that movie at the end has no hope. So you got to start from that good script. You got to start from that place where you got your basics down and where you're able to prove that. And so the one more thing that I'll say, and then I'll let some other people talk, is that this knowing the rules also extends to the industry as a whole. So I've mentioned to my students sometimes that, you know, if you ever do get into that position where you're being, you're in a conversation with a producer, they're going to ask you questions to figure out if you belong there. So again, it's a very competitive industry. So any reason they have to kind of pass on one project, that's safer for them to pass than it is to say yes, they'll take that reason. So this is another thing that you really just, you want to know the screenwriting rules and you want to know how the industry works, because they're going to be looking for that as well. They're going to look to see that you know what you're doing, that you belong there. So you need to have a sense of those rules overall. So don't think of it as a limiting thing at all. Think of it as something that's opening a lot of doors to you if you can understand how this particular craft works.
I love it. I love it. All right. Well, Sophie, you have a great bonus tip as well. And it has been so fun to work with you and Sarah. And we work together for a good, you know, few years now. But why don't you, you have fans. You both have fans. Michelle likes Sarah and we have other people that are big Sophie fans. So Sophie, tell us the bonus tip that you have today.
Right. So Sarah was explaining that screenwriting is first a craft that you need to learn. And of course there are rules, but also one of the basic one is a screenplay. It's a story with images. You tell a story with visually. So in order to start your project and your screenplay and your story visually, I suggest as a bonus to collect images that are related to your story. everything that you can cut from magazines, you know, locations, actors, textures, colors, lighting, everything, props, everything that you can find that is related to your story, symbols, lots of things is coming to me. It's a bonus tip, but it helps a lot. And I know, Kerry, that I've been knowing you for a long time now. You did the same with Elixir Project. I remember that you actually visited the location, the campus. You collected, way before we worked together, you collected all the images of the actors and everything, even the secret code, the writing that is on this window and everything. And that inspired you and it nourished your story. And everybody does that. I mean, J.K. Rowling did her own drawings, so before writing, because she wanted to see visually the locations before describing it. But screenwriters do that as well a lot, and it helps a lot, because when you have to describe a place, an atmosphere, a character, if you've got something visually, you can extract the essence of it and put it in your story, and that will help you greatly. That's my bonus.
I love it. I love it. That's so good. And you're right. On the previous screen, I put up 2015. On this screen, this was 2016. And sure enough, Sophie, you are right. I spent time on site, literally thinking through Elixir Project. I mean, this is where one of the scenes takes place. And I saw Michelle create a vision board as well. But, you know, this is the building that one of the scenes takes place in. In fact, all these places. This is where one of the competitions are. And I don't know, for me, Sarah and Sophie, it felt so much easier to walk into a location. This was where they shoot the projectiles at the people when they are rappelling. And so I just thought of the whole thing, but I had to go into the location to make it happen. And this is where they do parkour when they're being in a life or death situation. So talk to us a little bit, Sarah. What could people do right now if they want to collect images and tips and this?
Oh my goodness. Well, first let me just say, like, I love this tip for two reasons. Because number one, if you're going to be a screenwriter, you have to think in visual terms. And especially for authors becoming screenwriters, that's sometimes the biggest challenge, because you're very used to being allowed to be in your characters' heads and describing what's happening, you know, from internally. So kind of making that switch to the visual is very important. It's also great to have these kind of vision board things for when you eventually get a deal and you're moving forward and you want to show, you know, whoever comes on to direct the project or produce, they don't always want to see it, but like sometimes they will say, if you already have these ideas or these images and you already have this lookbook kind of to show them, that can be a really, really great thing. So to get started, I mean, one of the best things to do is to really try and think about other films that tonally are very similar to the kind of story that you're trying to tell, have like a similar look, because that can be a great place to start with. I'm going to refer to it as a lookbook. I know other people are thinking in terms of like a vision board, except it's a vision board for your story. But just to sort of create that tone, look at the images that they have. You might even be able to pull some images from that film. And again, this is helpful when you eventually make a deal, because a lot of times in those deal meetings, people might ask, again, not always, but a lot of times they will ask, like, what are some similar films or films, you know, similar to what you're envisioning. So it's great to have already thought about that and have some like ready answers or ready images that you can show.
Sophie, you know, we even did this with characters. So explain what people can do if as they're writing their story, screenplay, they might even have characters that they can start clipping art. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, for characters, You've got a mix, actually. You can take actors that you would like, or your vision for your character, but you can also take an actor and thinking, what I like about him is that physically, but actually inside he's more like that, and he might be just a person that you know. It might be a person you live with, and I think it's important to. I've got a notebook, and for each project, and each time I see a picture that is really describing the character in its essence, meaning not only physically, but also what they inspire when you see them, when you first see them without knowing them, I'll collect those data, and so they're in front of me, and I don't forget, because even voices, I would say, because nobody speaks the same way, and a voice can be so appealing and inspiring, and so you can collect all these data and or accent or way of speaking, or even when they say the same sentence over and over again. We all know someone that always say oh awesome, or something that they always say over and over again. That also characterizes your character. So it can be also something they think, don't trust anyone. That can be their rule. They live by that. Don't trust anyone. And then everything they do from that quote they keep saying reflects in their action.
That's good.
So that's why it's important to collect data. That's why it's nice to be a writer and a screenwriter, because you get to observe people with special lenses. And when you like something about somebody, oh, I like that. My character could speak like that, or could wear something like that, or it's really that could really help you, especially characters and story go together. If you've got strong story and a strong character, then you're into something.
Awesome! I love it. So my secret tip number three. And this is just the beginning. At conference, we're going to talk about the five that made the final list. But these were just the bonuses today. I said for my secret tip, it's knowing what to keep and knowing what to kill. And Sophie, when I started working with you, you told me, oh my gosh, we're going to have to kill a lot of this. And you said it has to be a certain amount of pages. What was it, like 110 or ideally 100 pages?
Yeah, we kept it under 103 pages. But we had way more. We had to kill our babies, really. So yeah, that was quite a sad. That was quite a sad moment.
Yeah. Well, and that was very new information for me, but you said, listen, Carrie, each page represents hundreds of thousands or thousands of dollars potentially. Mm-hmm. And if you make your screenplay 200-300 pages, no one will produce it. And my fiction book was over 300 pages. So you have to take out some. And I love the fact that when we worked with Sarah, she said, you should change this, but we kept the core, the central part. And I think it's very important, and maybe you can talk about this, Sarah, just for a minute.
Yeah.
Talk about, Sarah, why a screenplay writer needs to be able to know what to kill and what to keep.
Yes. Well, I love that you described it like still keeping the core, because you want to get that essence across. But exactly like you said, if it's too long, especially if you're a first time screenwriter just stepping out, no one's going to produce it because it's too. Maybe if you're James Cameron, you can get like a 3-hour movie made, but like the average screenwriter cannot. For those kind of technical reasons, you need it to have to be that way. It's a different medium. So like when you're in the screenplay, you also have to give thought to how it's going to come across to an audience. Because when you're in a book, you can take the time to explain things and the audience has the brain space that they can follow it and read it and you can have more information. But if you're trying to cram it all into a screenplay, the chances of things getting confusing are a lot higher. So I know that the one big thing that you guys cut was the naming ceremony, which was really difficult to cut. And if you wind up doing it as a TV series, as opposed to a feature, that might wind up making its way back in there. But for the feature screenplay, when it's just you have 2 hours to work with and having an extra scene where everybody's name was then changed and you met them as one person and then it's different. In a book, you could follow it, but in just that quick, you know, hour and a half to 2 hours, what you don't want to have happen is you don't want to lose your audience. You don't want it to get confusing. So it's very important to always think about, okay, what's the actual essence of the story? Is everything that you're keeping in delivering on the essence? And if there's anything that's just sort of superfluous or extra, it might be fun. I mean, it might be a fun thing to have in there, but if it's not really something that you absolutely need to tell the story, chances are that it should be taken out.
That's really good. That's really good advice. So a couple things, folks, as we conclude today, this is just the beginning. And hopefully you can tag a friend on it who says, man, I want to get my book into a script or vice versa. But we're going to share a couple things. One is the Igniting Souls Conference, and it is fantastic. It's a once a year event, and it's virtual or physical. Here's the schedule, but if you go to ignitingsoulsconference.com, we have incredible speakers that are coming, including Sarah and Sophie. And we have Dan Sullivan, Gina Wickman, Tyler Wagner, Jill Young, Sarah, Nick Sonnenberg, Ali Nasser, Mark LaChance, Sophie, Evan Ryan, Alex Freitag, John Giganti, Kira Coulson, and special guests. I mean, it is unbelievable. So we want everybody to make sure they get their ticket. Also, Sarah, you and Sophie have this amazing coaching you're doing.
Yes.
And so I want Michael to drop the link for that because, and Crystal says, hello, hey, because you are actually taking people right now on a book to script course.
We are, yes. So there's the book to script course, which is the, you know, move through it. One module unlocks per week. You can move through it, learn all about the process of doing this screenplay adaptation. And if you were interested in also doing coaching, I don't have any slots just now, but Sophie is taking on a couple coaching clients. There's also an option where you can add the coaching if you want that extra just one-on-one helping guide you through the process. So once the link gets dropped in, you can, there you go, I see it. You can go ahead and just check that out. So there's information on the page that's going to tell you all about the breakdown of the modules is. And we really have a good time in this group. So yeah, so I hope I'll see some of you there.
Fantastic. So folks, check it out for sure. And I'm going to just share one final link here. And here is that course. In addition to that, Sophie is doing coaching as well, but this is just a fantastic course as well that, listen, I've gone through a lot of the content. You've helped me, and Sophie, cannot wait to see you and Sarah at this conference. It's a dream come true that we can bring screenwriting to our author conference. So I'm going to give you just the final word, Sophie. Give people one 30-second tip if they're struggling with their writing right now. What would you give them as one tip?
I would say, do not look for perfection. Please do not look for perfection. Allow yourself to do bad writing. The reason for that is you have to put the ego aside. If you want to write something really good from the first time, you won't get anything done. So allow yourself to make mistakes and to do bad writing, and then you can take the time to correct everything.
Awesome. Awesome. Sarah and Sophie, cannot wait. October will be here so quick, and we are just incredibly excited to have you at the conference speaking. I know you're both working on books as well and other screenplays, so we'll learn more about that in October. Thanks for being here today, everyone, and thanks, Sarah and Sophie.
Thank you so much, Carrie.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.